The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Okay. 7 after the hour, Friday. The friendly voice. Hope you find my voice friendly, engaging, intelligent, all those good things. Yes, yes, yes. It is the Friday Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen here with my friend Kara Schillen, and our first focus of the hour is on a bunch of pigs.
Have you seen the little piggies calling in the dark?
Pigs!
And for all
oink,
the
piggies,
life is
yes. There they are.
Every year, about this time, the Citizens Against Government Waste releases what they call the Pig Book. And because it is listed as one of the top 10 talk radio topics this past week, it didn't come out until Thursday, and I haven't had a chance yet for us to talk about it because it didn't come out until just about the time. It was released yesterday morning, Thursday morning, so I didn't have a chance to go through it until last night on the plane flying to California. I looked at some of the things that are on this list. So as we ask you every week in the poll position, P-O-L-L position at DougSteffen.com, the list of the top 10 topics there, determined by the folks here on my staff and the Talkers Magazine, so we can do our program every weekend that highlights what's going on in the news talk business. These things, the presidential race, obvious, Zika virus, yeah, even though it's been blown out of proportion, yep, big deal. What's going on in the Middle East, the Navy and the Russian jets, what's going on in Chicago, all of that stuff, that's important. But I believe the number one item this week is the Pig Book, because it shows, again, so deliberately, so directly, so well, how much of your tax dollars are wasted, the incredible insult to you, and why this isn't the number one item in the presidential debates from last night or last week or last month or going forward for the next week, the next month, and through the election. This is what really our heart and soul is about. We work hard, most of us, every day to make money, to make a living, so that we can provide for ourselves and our families, have some of the niceties of life. And the tax burden that we have gets bigger every year, extricating more money from us so that it can be wasted by the likes of these clowns. Here's an example. Listen to this. Private jets are being used. You and I are on the hook for $300,000 to $400,000 a day. Yes, folks, $300,000 to $400,000 a day to fly illegals back to their home countries. Immigrations and Custom Enforcement people, also known as ICE, spent $116 million last year to transport illegals instead of putting them on regular commercial airliners. 40% of those who violated their visas, convicted criminals, they're doing other things. They've done things, murder, rape, things like that. And ICE gets a hold of them, and instead of them going through the process, this is another outrage, it has nothing to do with the money that's being spent. Instead of being prosecuted, they're put on a plane, in some cases a private jet, to fly them back to their countries. And then within 3 to 4 months, by the government's own statistics, many of those people will find a way back here again. Over 1,000 of those people who were sent back were identified as belonging to organized crime, big serious gang members of some of the worst Hispanic gangs in the country, if not the world. The ICE people once hired a Boeing 767-300, which is the larger of the two 767s. This is an airplane that's capable of carrying about 300 people. The agency hired one of these planes to take one immigrant back to Nigeria because a smaller plane wouldn't make it. This plane costs about $40,000 an hour to operate. Can you believe it? Think about it, seriously. They also hired a Gulfstream 4, which is the executive jet. These high-risk charters, high-risk, the convicted bad guys, were sent back to their countries on 34 different occasions. Those planes cost about $14,000 an hour to run. So, looking at these figures, the folks at Citizens Against Government Waste say that this is insane, outrageous, an affront to taxpayers. Of course it is! Mexico is the country of origin for the biggest number of illegals who are deported. Does this not give Donald Trump some sort of leg up, if you'll pardon the pun, on the issue? This is great fodder for those who want to do something about the problems we have with illegal immigration. But how much, back to the waste of money, how much common sense does it take to look at these details? Who's overseeing this? Who's okaying this? Doesn't it flow all the way to the top? We're supposed to have administrators who are running these agencies, like ICE. They report to other people that are reporting to the president. So how do these things go on? How does this outrage, hiring a 767 to take one bad guy back to Nigeria? How do you do that? And do it with a straight face and a conscience that allows you to sleep at night. Good God.
You know, if
God.
I have to ride on a small plane and pay, you know, hundreds of dollars to get a flight and I don't get a private jet or even a first class, it doesn't seem like these people should get it.
Why should they? Exactly. Why should we be rewarding them? I know some people who have just laughed at the system. A guy that I know who was working for somebody that I know who ran over somebody in a nearby town to me. This guy was arrested, didn't have any papers, put in jail. He was going to go through the process, but the ICE people came in ahead of the prosecutors, grabbed this guy, put him on a plane, sent him back to Guatemala or El Salvador, wherever he came from, and now he's back in Arizona. So what are we doing? How are we allowing? This is back to representative government. And who would run things the best way? The government's so big, so out of control, there's nobody watching the store. Nobody. And there's another example from the government pig book of several planes that were built by, I think, Lockheed Martin. I don't know who built them, but they were defective. The Navy doesn't want them. They want to get rid of the ones they have because they don't function. And yet Congress approved in one of those pork, the add-on, what do they call that, when they add on to various bills. It's not called pork, but they're, whatever it is. They added these two planes. As a matter of fact, I think that they were put on by the senators from Ohio because a lot of the things, the planes, the parts are made in Ohio. So here we have two planes that cost $30-40 million a piece that are built that will just sit on the ground. And we've heard these stories before about all kinds of things that come from the military-industrial complex. They're the biggest, outside of immigration, they're the biggest problem. The Pentagon could run efficiently and well, giving us the same kind of protection for $460 billion instead of the $700 billion now that they spend of your tax dollars with the waste, fraud, corruption, the cronyism. Look at the, go back to the business about the two planes being made and see how much money the congressman on the committee to approve these things got from either Boeing or Lockheed Martin or Raytheon or one of the contractors. I guarantee you it's in six figures. That's the way the system works. You like it? Keep voting for the people who are in. You don't like it? Vote for people who are different and have different ideas. That would be my suggestion. Pork and pork spending here on Good Day, coming up on 16 past the hour.
This weekend at Guitar Center, get a free gift card with the purchase of select guitars, keys, and drum kits. Grab the gear you need to make music and get up to a $40 gift card free with your purchase. Get a $30 gift card with select keyboard purchases over $2.99. Purchase a select acoustic or electric guitar over $3.99 and get a $40 gift card. Or get a $30 gift card with the purchase of select acoustic or electric drum kits. Come get your free gift card at Guitar Center's Free with Purchase event this weekend only, in-store and online.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS. Yes.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow!
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
18 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Okay, I want you to have a moment of rest. Give your brain a rest for a moment. I know where mine is. Excuse me, after going through all the pork in that book. Here's the story of a father who reunited with his daughter, who was 5 years old, after finding her at a homeless shelter. Apparently, his ex-wife disappeared with this girl 2 years ago.
Just disappeared.
Brian Thovenel, his name. The girlfriend, wife, whichever, whoever she was, disappeared with their daughter early in 2014. He spent 2 years looking for his daughter, who at the time was almost 3 years old. He was alerted by a friend last year that she was at a Washington homeless shelter with her mother. So Brian drives up from Oregon with his mother to face his ex-girlfriend in court after this incident. Yesterday, the father was given custody and will now live happily. Well, we hope it's happily anyway. I'm sure he's happy to have found his daughter. Imagine spending, put yourself in his shoes. Ever had an argument with your spouse? Ever thought, I've just had enough of him or her. I just want to leave. And I want to take the children with me. You can't really do that, of course. There needs to be some sort of legal proceeding in order to grant you the ability or grant you custody, joint custody, whatever it is that goes on. I mean, I remember going back to when I was 30 years old. My children were 3 and 6 at the time of my divorce. And what went on, it was pretty civilized for the most part. And so the children became our priority, and we knew that. We acknowledged that. But think about all the people that get so angry with each other that they take it out on the children. Where they just, she goes from a home to a homeless shelter, the mother does. What kind of thinking is that maybe there's a problem that goes deeper? You know, who knows? You never know until you really dig around these things, whether drugs are involved, alcohol is involved. But the daughter survived, and now she's with her dad. And we can all breathe a sigh of relief. That's a better story than anything else I could spend the last couple of minutes on, don't you think? 21 after on Good Day.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Now 23 after the hour here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen and a view, not to a kill, but to a voice, a view to a voice. Some fun from various folks on television from yesterday, some food for thought, if you will. That's what we're doing in this portion of the program each day. Starting the only late night host that really seems to have any mettle is Conan O'Brien. Here's a quick joke about the Sanders-Clinton debate from yesterday.
Tonight, this is a big story. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders debated in Brooklyn. Hillary Clinton, yeah, Bernie Sanders, and then they'll follow that up tomorrow with a rap battle in the Bronx.
Okay, yes. Steve Harvey joking about a new service where you can rent mourners for your funeral.
There is a new program out. You don't have to stress anymore, thanks to what's called Rent a Mourner. It's one that got launched in the UK that lets you hire funeral goers. The service claims that actors are discreet and they learn enough about the deceased so they can seamlessly interact and mingle with other guests. So what's the price? For just a mere $68 for 2 hours, a mourner comes to your loved one's funeral. Now, let me just get on into this. Do you know how sorry of a human being you had to have been where we got to pay people to come to your funeral? Are you kidding me?
Man, think about the ramifications of that. Just think about hiring somebody to come to your funeral to mourn for you. Here's Ellen DeGeneres joking about taxes and what some presidential candidates want to do with tax money.
Boy, I'm glad you're here today, even though you should be at home finishing your taxes. For most people, taxes can be stressful. There's so much paperwork involved. There's W-2s, and there's 1099s, and there's easy E's, and DOCs, and Snoop D-O-double-G's. And politicians have different ideas at the ways you can spend your taxes. Bernie Sanders wants to use the tax money to make college free, and Hillary Clinton wants to fix roads and bridges, and Donald Trump wants to write his name in diamonds on the White House. The government makes about $2.3 trillion in taxes, and I make almost that much because I'm a celebrity. But
All right. Yesterday we were talking about with Ellen the poll that says she ought to run for president. That was kind of cute. All right, let's go to last night's Tonight Show. Amy Schumer talking to Jimmy Fallon about Glamour magazine referring to her as plus size.
For those of you who don't know who I am, I'm a famous plus size model.
Oh, congratulations. I know what you're talking about. I heard about this.
Yeah.
You were on the cover, or your name was on the cover of Glamour magazine?
Mm-hmm. Glamour. I love Glamour magazine, honestly. They've been so nice to me. They've done so many great things for women. But what I learned is that people really don't like being classified as by plus size. We don't need these labels.
All right. So let's listen to a snippet from Jimmy Kimmel's show. He sends a producer out on the street to see if people know more about the Avengers or about the presidential candidates and past presidents.
There are so many comic book movies now. I want to get a sense of how many people actually know all the characters. So we went on the street and we asked people, we said, name as many Avengers as you can. And then we asked them, name as many presidents as you can, okay? So which do you think, well, let's find out.
Name as many Avengers as you can.
As many Avengers. Captain America, Hawkeye, the Hulk, Iron Man, Black Widow.
Name as many U.S. presidents as you can.
Ooh, that's where you get them. Obama, George Washington, wow.
Name as many Avengers as you can.
Captain America.
We don't have to go any further with that. One example, and pretty much it tells the story. What an outrage, yeah? People not having civics in school. It's funny, but not so funny. 28 past the hour, and good day.
How to stay calm when others are angry. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. As an anger management specialist, I know all too well what it's like to be at the brunt of other people's anger. And the question I'm most frequently asked when it comes to handling people who are very angry is this: how do you stay calm when people are screaming at you? Well, listen closely, because here's my secret. I don't take other people's struggles personally. Plus, I know there's a difference between content, which is the words people say, and process, which is how they say those words. And I don't focus on content. Instead, I focus on process. Rather than going back and forth with what others are saying out of anger, I usually just reflect the emotion they're experiencing. Man, you seem really angry. Plus, to be honest, I've accepted the fact that human beings get really angry sometimes, and that's okay, because anger is okay. It's just not, in my opinion, okay for people to hurt others out of anger. For help staying in control of yourself when others around you are angry, visit drchristianconti.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Going on now at Guitar Center. Get a free gift card with the purchase of select guitars, keys, and drum kits. Grab the gear you need to make music and get up to a $40 gift card free with your purchase. Get a $30 gift card with select keyboard purchases over $2.99. Purchase a select acoustic or electric guitar over $3.99 and get a $40 gift card. Or get a $30 gift card with the purchase of select acoustic or electric drum kits. Come get your free gift card at Guitar Center's free with purchase event. Going on now, in-store and online.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Half the hour now on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen and perhaps your friend Bernie Sanders or your friend Hillary Clinton. Less than a week before the New York State primary, the candidates, Mrs. Clinton, Mr. Sanders, head-to-head in the Brooklyn Navy Park in Brooklyn, New York, full of one-liners. The final pitch perhaps in this forum, this kind of a forum, they'll be out all weekend long looking for votes, as you can imagine. I'm trying to find some of the best lines from this debate. This was the ninth Democratic debate. Bernie Sanders is asked about the claim that Hillary Clinton is influenced by big banks.
Can you name one decision that she made as senator that shows that she favored banks because of the money she received?
Sure. The obvious decision is when the greed and recklessness and illegal behavior of Wall Street brought this country into the worst economic downturn since the Great Recession, the Great Depression of the 30s, when millions of people lost their jobs and their homes and their life savings. The obvious response to that is that you got a bunch of fraudulent operators and that they have got to be broken up. That was my view way back, and I introduced legislation to do that. Now, Secretary Clinton was busy giving speeches to Goldman Sachs for $225,000 a speech. And the proper response, in my view, is we should break them up, and that's what my legislation does.
Well, as you can tell, Dana, he cannot come up with any example because there is no example.
All right, so Bernie Sanders asked the question, does Secretary Clinton have the experience and intelligence to be a president? Of course she does, but I do question her judgment. He added, I don't believe that it's the kind of judgment we need to be, the kind of president we need to have. And Mrs. Clinton fired back, well, it's true that Now the spotlight is pretty bright in New York. Some things have been said. Senator Sanders did call me unqualified. I've been called a lot of things in my life. That was the first, the former senator said. I think you need to have the judgment on day one to both be president and commander in chief. Let's go back to Hillary Clinton for a second, suggesting allegations she's influenced by who gives her money is not a solid attack.
Make no mistake about it. This is not just an attack on me. It's an attack on President Obama. President Obama, you know, let me tell you why. You may not like the answer, but I'll tell you why. President Obama had a super PAC when he ran. President Obama took tens of millions of dollars from contributors. And President Obama was not at all influenced when he made the decision to pass and sign Dodd-Frank, the toughest regulations on Wall Street in many a year. So this is a phony attack that is designed to raise questions when there is no evidence or support to undergird the insinuation that he is putting forward in these attacks.
Thank you, Secretary.
Take a deep breath. Bernie Sanders says he's convinced he's going to win.
I think we're going to win this nomination, to tell you the truth. Let me acknowledge what is absolutely true. Secretary Clinton cleaned our clock in the Deep South. No question about it. We got murdered there. That is the most conservative part of this great country. That's the fact. But you know what? We're out of the Deep South now. And we're moving up. We got here. We're going to California. We got a number of large states there. And having won 7 out of the last 8 caucuses and primaries, having a level of excitement and energy among working people and low-income people, doing better against Donald Trump and the other Republicans in poll after poll than Secretary Clinton is, yeah, I believe that we're going to win this nomination, and I believe we're going to obliterate Donald Trump or whoever the Republican candidate is.
All right. You buying into that? We're on Twitter at Good Day and Facebook /Good Day with your comments if you'd like to make them. Help yourself. Here's Hillary Clinton focused on going back to that unqualified remark that I made a few minutes ago as I was reading through some of the pieces of what I found in the written reports to be the highlight. Here she is, her voice, to specifically refer to the remark about her being unqualified.
It is true that now that the spotlight is pretty bright here in New York, some things have been said, and Senator Sanders did call me unqualified. I've been called a lot of things in my life. That was a first.
Bernie says, of course Hillary is qualified.
Do you believe that Secretary Clinton has the judgment to be president?
Well,
I've known Secretary Clinton, how long? 25 years. We worked together in the Senate, and I said that in response to the kind of attacks we were getting from the Clinton campaign. Washington Post headline says, Clinton campaign says Sanders is unqualified, and that's what the surrogates were saying. Does Secretary Clinton have the experience and the intelligence to be a president? Of course she does. But I do question... But I do question her judgment. I question a judgment which voted for the war in Iraq, the worst foreign policy blunder in the history of this country, voted for virtually every disastrous trade agreement which cost us millions of decent paying jobs, and I question her judgment about running super PACs which are collecting tens of millions of dollars from special interests, including $15 million from Wall Street. I don't believe that that is the kind of judgment we need to be the kind of president we need.
Man, he sounds old and tired, but he's hitting the mark with some of those things. In turn, I think that he's right about many things. I'm not interested in his tax policies. But when it comes to trust and the sorts of collusion there is between big business and government, absolutely. Look at the pork report we were talking about in the last half hour. Look at the things that are being done with your money because of the influence, not of your money. Well, the influence of your money that goes toward making decisions about military items that we don't need. That goes to the bottom line of the big military industrialists, and then they use that money to buy more votes among congressmen and other politicians. It's a vicious circle. All right, so the question came about tax returns. Here's Bernie Sanders talking about releasing his.
You've been asked for weeks and weeks to release
your
tax returns.
Well, I think we got one that's coming out tomorrow.
Which one?
Last year's.
2014?
Yes.
What about 2013? All
yes.
The other ones.
Yeah, look, I don't want to get anybody very excited. They are very boring tax returns. No big money from the speeches, no major investments. Unfortunately, I remain one of the poorer members of the United States Senate, and that's what that will show.
So, Senator, just to be clear, tomorrow you will release the 2014 tax returns from you and your family.
Yes.
And what about the earlier ones? What's
yes.
the problem? What's taking so long? Because you just have to go to the filing cabinet, make a copy, and release them.
Well, the answer is, you know, what we have always done in my family is Jane does them. And she's been out on the campaign trail. We will get them out. We'll get them out very shortly.
Thank you.
All right. I don't think it's anybody's business, frankly. I don't care about Hillary Clinton's tax returns. I don't care about Sanders' tax returns. I don't care about Donald Trump's tax returns. All it does is provide for gossip. You can say, well, you're going to see where they've spent their money. No, it's not. What does it tell you? It doesn't tell you anything. It's what it is gossip. It's just foolish gossip that means nothing. What does their track record show? How do you believe them to be when it comes to intelligence and integrity? Those are the things I make my judgments on. How do you make your judgments? 43 past the hour here on Good Day.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger catalog and Granger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Granger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRANGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
We are not serving anybody over 40 today.
Hey, for real.
That distressing dialogue is part of an AARP hidden camera food truck experiment about age discrimination. Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP and author of Disrupt Aging, explains the mission behind the project.
The social experiment was our way of bringing a harsh reality out into the open. Age discrimination happens in the workplace every day behind closed doors.
Jenkins says it's time for all of us to disrupt aging by embracing the realities of getting older.
50 is not the new 30, it's 50. And what a great age it is, since people over 50 are actively planning for the next 30 years of life.
According to AARP, in the year 1900, the life expectancy was 47. Today it's 78. And if you make it to 65, you can expect to live 19 more years.
Older people are contributing to society through work and volunteering at record levels. So they're obviously doing all they can to live life to the fullest.
To learn more, visit disruptaging.org.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
45 after the hour now on the Good Day program. So, there was a big earthquake in southern Japan just hours after another tremor caused houses along the coast to collapse. Big fires, 9 or 10 people are dead, 6.5 on the Richter scale near the island of Kyushu. And then there was another one after that. A dozen quakes all together in 19 hours, knocking down a number of homes, sparking fires. People are trapped under the rubble. So if you haven't seen the footage that has made it onto social media, I saw a photo of what appears to be a house in flames, firefighters desperately trying to douse it with water. How do you do that with all of that? You remember the old Carole King song, "I Feel the Earth Move Under My Feet"? Well, that's what it feels like, I'm guessing. And there are two nuclear reactors on the island of Kyushu. They stayed functioning. Wasn't a worry, or didn't seem like there would be a worry about it. But there is, you know, under the circumstances, when there's that kind of thing, you go back to what happened in Japan a couple of years ago, all the trouble with the nuclear reactor there after the tsunami. It's just, I believe, by the way, that nuclear power is an excellent way of saving the planet in many respects. There's a lot of waste that comes from it that's hard to get rid of, but it certainly doesn't pollute the air the way the fossil fuel plants do. But the nuclear, this goes back to a conversation that we had earlier this week about the influence of various people. It is all about influence. It really is. And the amount of money, this was a focal point conversation Monday or Tuesday this week, Exxon Mobil and the oil companies and how much money they spend to lobby Congress and what they say and what they don't say about fossil fuels, what they contribute to climate change, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They work hard to make sure that their plants that are fired by natural gas comes from them and oil that comes from them keep working. They have a lot more money than the people who run the nuclear power industry. And therefore, because of that influence, I believe there are more of those plants that are online, still coming online. We have coal-burning plants in some parts of the country. And by the way, I don't have a problem with them because there is technology that allows the air to be scrubbed. The filters and things that they put on the smokestacks can certainly protect the air from catastrophe. But there's just this bad, like, karma around coal and what happens. And it's, there's so much technology that's been used to fix so many of these problems. I think that we don't always have the right information or a full spigot of information. I want to have you think about a fellow named Cole Lyle for a moment or two. This is something I hope you'll think about during the course of the day today. He testified before Congress yesterday with his service dog, Kaya. He's a Marine veteran, served in Afghanistan, and like so many of the men and women who served in Afghanistan, he suffers from PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. He's been taking sleep aids, antidepressants. He admits to contemplating suicide. He decided to try a different kind of therapy, and that was using trained service dogs. They are not provided by the Veterans Affairs, so he tried to get a dog through a local nonprofit group, but then the waiting times for trained dogs were over a year. He didn't feel like he had the time to wait, so he purchased this dog, Kaya, had her trained to deal with his post-traumatic symptoms. There's a group called Assistance Dogs International. They have accredited trainers. He spent $10,000 of his own money, every penny he had, to get the help that he needed. He said the bad days are less frequent now than ever before. This is, again, before the Government Committee on Oversight and Reform, trying to get some funding for a program like this to be used by the VA. He's trying to get the VA to change their policy because the VA doesn't provide benefits for PTSD, for mental health in many areas, like the dogs. These dogs are trained. They're effective in overcoming functional limitations that people have that are veterans. The National Defense Authorization Act meant to assess the way the VA could use service dogs for treatment and rehab for veterans. However, the study was plagued with challenges, and so far only 40 dogs have been paired with veterans, when in fact they could use 400. Hell, they could probably use 4,000 of them. So maybe this is something else. This is another really solid political football that ought to be knocked out of the air and somebody do something about this as soon as possible. What a great presentation he made. 51 after the hour.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on Good Day. Richard Schemmel joins us, an expert when it comes to all things technologically oriented. There's an app out, Richard, that claims to use anonymous data to identify your name, your age, your race, your address. Researchers warning about the privacy issues of using location data. The couple of apps, actually, identify people and things. There's so much invasion of privacy now. This site has been created to show how easily people's identity can be revealed, calculating the probability of a user's post time and location. So it's like GPS. You can be followed by anybody. Just the signal, if you're on your phone, can't they, like they do in the movies and TV, find you using your cell phone now?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The Find My Phone app on Apple. Sometimes when my wife is playing Mahjong and it's late, I see where she is on the way home. just to make sure. She's not happy about it, and I understand that. But it's more for safety reasons. But there is no privacy anymore.
No.
I've said before, my daughter's a privacy expert in Washington. She'll be in town next week. And I love discussing this with her because it's scary out there.
Yeah.
People don't realize how scary it is.
Oh, everybody knows everything about everything. And we're making it easier and easier all the time with all of these apps. In a moment, a discussion of whether texting in movie theaters is appropriate, because that idea has surfaced. Wait till people start doing that. Woof. All right, stand by. Richard Schemmel with Doug Steffen on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
All right, the largest theater chain in the country, AMC, is thinking about allowing texting in theaters. And one would wonder what sort of special texting device inside a theater. How do you get good reception? Maybe that's not the most important question here for me. It seems this is just plain NG, but you tell me what the technology aspects are with regard to this, Richard, will you?
I don't really think there's technology. I think that they're talking about having special texting matinees and special texting sections, like the old smoking sections they used to have. You know?
Okay.
Whether it'll work or not is remains to be seen.
Mm-hmm. So the guy who runs AMC is Adam Aaron. He said, turning off phones is unrealistic. Phone is like a body part for millennials. If cinemas wish to survive, they need to fill the seats, and therefore texting needs to be allowed. Or maybe there's texting friendly, as you suggested, shows or theaters or whatever. But what does this bring us to? Again, back to all things technology-wise. And maybe the best example of that, or one of the best examples this week, is this new friend-making app called Vina, which is a sort of a play on Tinder, a Tinder-esque anyway. But it's aimed at putting women together in platonic relationships. What do you think about that? I mean, there's all kinds of dating apps, but this isn't really dating. It's a friendship app, it looks like.
You know, there's so many apps out there to bring people together. People are not going to have the time to spend. They're going to have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars marketing this. I saw an app this week that was like a Uber app for women.
Yeah, and there's a new company that is basically aimed at women only in those cars. All right, Richard, thank you. 59 after.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.